Brilliant. Bo, thank you so much for your time this morning. If we can just start off, and I'll ask you first, John, if that's okay.
Yes.
Tell me about SAT in primary schools. The government say they are absolutely fundamental. What's your opinion?
Well, the government would say that because it's government policy, but they said that about testing four-year-olds within 6 weeks of them getting into school. And a couple of weeks ago, they backtracked on that. So I think we should listen to them, but also debate with them about whether these SATs, whether the tests of 6- and 7-year-olds and also 10- and 11-year-olds, whether in their present form they are really necessary or whether the whole thing has been overdone.
In terms of what it is that the young people are actually being tested on, I know there are some people at degree level that say that they are even struggling to figure out some of the answers to these questions that are being put to them. Are they actually learning at the moment, or are they in a way kind of being taught to the test?
Well, there's rather a strange assumption in the Department for Education that if you increase the severity of the questions you're asking children, it somehow raises the standard of their learning. I'm afraid that's untrue. I have to say that. The people that raise the standards of learning in schools are teachers and their allies and friends and partners, the parents. But just by setting a harder exam doesn't solve anything. I could set an exam for all the 10s and 11-year-olds in this country and they would all pass, 100% pass. I could also set another exam very easily and no child would pass. So raising the demands of the tests doesn't solve anything.
And in terms of child development within school and what they can, you know, look to hope to go on and achieve as they move through the different key stages, this idea of pass or fail, how does that strike you?
Yeah, that's the bit that worries me. I think the research that Kellogg's have produced shows how much of an impact these exams are having on children's well-being generally. They're losing sleep, they're not eating breakfast. And I think children should be encouraged to thrive in all areas of development, not just in the very narrow skills that are tested by SATs. There's a lot of stuff outside of SATs that is incredibly important for their learning and their future that doesn't even come close to making any kind of inroads into the grades that they get.
I suppose it's, you know, this is difficult balance at the moment because today, again, we've had another report that's come out and said that actually children going into school at, 4 years old aren't necessarily up to where they should be when it comes to reading and writing. And then we can look right at the other end and they're coming out at 16 to 18, depending on whether they go into training or into work, and they're not necessarily being equipped. So how do we strike that balance, to both of you? How would you kind of look at it and go, we need to have a system whereby that the young people are coming out and they're fully qualified and they are, you know, beating the world in terms of what they're able to achieve in the future, but also, I suppose, as well, making sure that psychologically they're sound too.
There has grown up, and you can't blame a democratically elected government for wanting the highest standards in the community that they can obtain. You can't blame governments for doing this. They do it with the best intentions. But there seems to be a myth that somehow you have to get the children ready for the system. That is totally wrong. The little four-year-old that comes is desperate to learn, wants to learn, is learning with every moment they spend in the school, in the preschool unit, with their families. But the school must adjust to the child. And that goes for the 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds in secondary school. We must match learning to what these young people, as they now become, what they are like. It's not that you have to get children ready for secondary school. The secondary school and the primary school must be ready for the children. That's the fundamental change that we've got to make in this country to improve everyone's education.
And it's not a question of never testing children. Life is competitive. There are pressure situations throughout life that children need to, and adults need to be able to cope with. The advice I would give is that it's better to do it small and steady and start from a very early age where children are being listened to reading or having times table tests on a weekly basis, so they get used to having to learn and to demonstrate their learning. But if it's done right, it builds confidence, it helps children develop their own learning styles, which differ across children, and it helps them thrive. And they can then learn to see the exams and the, I don't know, job interviews or whatever the sort of the pressure situation are that they face as challenges and opportunities to show off what they can do, rather than this sort of pass-fail mentality where if they fail too often and if they're too pressured, they end up feeling, you know, with low self-esteem, feeling like they there's no point in trying.
Absolutely. But I guess finally from me... Sorry, go on.
Well, Amanda is quoting from the Kellogg's research about the stress in children, and it is very worrying indeed. But Kellogg's do something else as well as commissioning the research. They do provide breakfast clubs for many, many children. For more than 50,000 children today, they had a breakfast in school, and that was one of the best ways of settling them down for the day.
Absolutely. And I would guess just finally on that point of pass and fail, do you think there's a worry that actually by testing someone at such a young age and giving them that pass or fail mentality that almost their card is marked? I can kind of think about some of the people that I went to school with who perhaps didn't perform so well at primary school. They were then kind of the ones that in secondary school were treated by teachers as the ones that were never, you know, or they're never really going to perform very well. Because do you kind of worry that actually by having that, these are the achievers, these are the ones that aren't going to achieve so much, and that at such a young age, just how damaging that can be?
Well, I speak as a teacher, as a head teacher, and the one thing that I was most careful and concerned about was the self-esteem of the children, how far they felt confident that they were good learners and could learn. You're absolutely right. If we confront them by failure, and the stats today for sixes and seven-year-olds, not just the tens and 11-year-olds, could, in some children's eyes, represent a failure. It could mark them for life. We must be very careful to keep the doors to learning wide open at six, at 10, 11, and beyond.
Both, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with all of your other interviews that I'm sure I'll be dialing in shortly.
Lovely, thanks. Nice to talk to you.
And you. Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.